This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just got the news about 34 minutes ago, right at the top of the hour. The Pittsburgh Steelers will not be holding training camp at St. Vincent College in Latrobe, issuing a statement that says, "We're disappointed we won't be holding training camp at St. Vincent College in Latrobe. We were prepared to safely host camp on campus with fans, but unfortunately our plan was not approved due to the NFL's COVID-19 protocols." They go on to thank everybody in that community and look forward to being back on campus in 2022. Again, that's from Bert Lawton via Steelers Twitter exactly 35 minutes ago now. Here's where there's a multitude of issues I have with this, Colin. One is the Dallas Cowboys have been approved to travel to Oxnard, California. So across about four different states to go hold their training camp. Maybe they've got more space there. I don't know. Maybe they've got a different plan in place because they've got more room. I'm not sure about that. But what I do know is that the Kansas City Chiefs were just approved yesterday to hold their training camp at a similarly small college campus away from their training facility, Missouri Western State University, I believe it is, in St. Joseph's, Missouri. They've been approved to have theirs there. So I'd love to know, and I'm waiting with bated breath for the NFL to tell us what the differences are, the difference between Missouri Western State University in St. Joseph's, Missouri, and St. Vincent College in Latrobe, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm lost. The Roonies need to start reminding Roger Goodell who got him his job. I'm being dead serious about this. You know, Mark Caboli, he tweets here, and he's probably correct here. He said the Steelers aren't going to be going to St. Vincent. The NFL didn't approve the plan. Then he puts a second tweet out that says, "I would imagine that the Steelers wanting to have fans at camp was the sticking point. They will have some dates at Heinz for fans, but that's a more controlled environment than St. Vincent College." All right, well, then, you know, whatever the reason, it's absolutely insane. Why can't people at this point be where we want to be? There's a vaccine available where there's a surplus of.
Mm-hmm.
There are more vaccines than people who want it at this point. If everything in life is scary to you, then don't get in your car, don't drive to Route 30, don't go up there, and don't go. Why do they, if it works, this vaccine, why do they care what the hell people are doing at this point? Like, when, and it's so arbitrary. Who gets to say when life starts again, fully? Who gets to say? Like, case in point, my son and I are going on a trip. This is happening next week over the 4th of July holiday. We're flying on an airplane, and then we're taking a train all the way home from somewhere, from Louisiana. And so we're doing that. But we're going to eat. We're going to be together. We're going to be with different people. Then we're going to get on a train, and we're going to have to wear a mask on this train, which is, it blows my mind. And I'm not one of these anti-mask people are complaining about it, but, like, we just lived a whole month or whatever, or how many ever, without a mask, going in all these stores, doing everything. Where are we here? What are we doing here?
Yeah, and I don't know if it has to do with fans or not, because the Chiefs have been allowed to have fans at their training camp.
Right.
So here's my guess, and this is purely speculation on my part, so don't take it as gospel truth. Certainly no one listening. But I would imagine it has something to do with the facilities at St. Vincent and the amount of space they have available in order to hold meetings, maybe, or in order to house people, guys, and not having to room with one another. Whatever it may be in regards to that, we're talking about one of the teams that leads the NFL, is top five, I believe, in the NFL in vaccination rate, right? And is well above, I think, the CDC outlined threshold of, okay, if you're above this number, you've achieved herd immunity, right? So amongst the group of Pittsburgh Steelers and staffers that would be at St. Vincent College in La Trobe, you would think we would have more than a percentage readily available that if they want to gather in groups, even indoors, they are okay to do so. I don't know if that's the case or not, but here's the catch.
Yeah.
This comes back to the NFL having to be proactive with this. If the NFL is going to allow the Cowboys to go to Oxnard, California, if the NFL is going to allow the Chiefs to go to St. Joseph's, Missouri, then the NFL needs to tell one of their legendary franchises, one of the few teams that still goes away to camp, exactly why they're not allowed to go to La Trobe.
And tell their fan base. Listen, Westmoreland County had 3 COVID cases yesterday. Three, and those are ones that were reported. We know what the timeline is these could have been from 2 months ago, but they had 3 that were reported yesterday. Businesses in places like La Trobe, Pennsylvania, they have suffered long enough and they have suffered enough, and they need an influx of people for the businesses that are still there that didn't go under. Other NFL teams, as you just adequately pointed out, including the opponent week 1, are going to camp. They are away at camp. There are parades, there are fireworks, there are other games, both professionally and amateur, that are gatherings in Western Pennsylvania that are happening. What are we doing here? This is why, and I'm not trying to be, this is not political at all. I just go about my business now, and I don't even deal with any of this. Arrest me. Arrest me if you want to. I go where I want to go. I don't wear a mask. I do what I want to do. This is absolute garbage. Garbage. Tell somebody, and people say, you can't go watch football practice with your terrible towel. Tell somebody who owns a bar in Westmoreland County or in La Trobe that was counting on people coming there in droves that this was maybe their last-ditch effort to save their flipping family and to not have to go and put their business up for sale or not have to go bankrupt, that this isn't a big deal. This is such garbage, man. And it was headed for this. The writing was on the wall that somebody was making an arbitrary decision here. We have totally failed our country, man.
Well,
we
again, I don't know if this has anything to do with fans being there or not.
What does it have to do with then? Somebody needs to come out and tell us.
Yes, that's exactly what my point was.
People can't think on their own. There are too many followers in life and through this pandemic. This is why, again, I go away. You can roll your eyes all you want at me, Chris. Roll your eyes all you want at me. I go about my business. I do my thing. Arrest me then if I'm doing the wrong thing.
Okay.
There are people who are out of work and out of business and trying like hell to keep their head afloat. Ask those people who own bars on 30. Ask those people who own little places on 30 that depend on people coming into La Trobe for a couple weeks a year. And now
I don't know why you're yelling at me about masks when we're talking about why training camp isn't being allowed at St. Vincent.
Because we have now been conditioned that we just have to listen and wait on somebody to make a decision. It's done. We're there.
Okay.
We did everything that people told us to do, and now it's June 24th of 2021. Are we going to wait for 4 more years? Is it going to be next year and there's no camp? What the hell are people doing? They're just following.
Okay.
It's absurd.
I'm equally disappointed that there won't be training camp at St. Vincent College in La Trobe, but I don't know. We don't feel the same way about that particular part of this issue, but we both agree.
Well,
you can wear a mask
all you want then and do all that. I'm done. I'm done with it.
Okay. It's a Fan Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.